Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samech Aleph. Sugi starts in the end of Daf Samech Amin Beis Taner Abonin. Es Kasbech Olesim Le'i B'Neshech V'Marbis Le'Sitin Achlechem. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to give your money with Neshech or your food with ribis. So the Braisa says, Ein Le'el Neshech B'Kesef Ribis Ba'Echel. That's only, you'll be over the lab of Neshech when you use money, and you'll be over the lab of Ribis when you use food, but Neshech by Echominayin. And the Gemara goes through the drashes of the Psukim. The Maskana is that you're over on both the lab of Neshech and the lab of Ribis on both Kesef and Eichel, and that applies also both to the Malva and to the Leiva. That's the Gemara's Maskana. And the Gemara says, Minayin l'rabis kol davar. How do we know that you could even be married with things that are not kesef or eichel? Tamalay meneshech kol davar sheishach. It says neshech kol davar sheishach, which means anything. Ribis applies to any type of commodity, whether it's money, whether it's food, or whether it's a non-money, non-food item. But the Rishonim have a machlokes if ribis applies to karka. And there's also a discussion about Avodim and Shtaris a little bit, and also a discussion about Pachas Mishav Pruta, like we'll explain. We'll start with the discussion about Karka. Taisus here asks Akasha, why did the Pasuk say Kesef and Eichel if the Pasuk is anyway going to be Marba Koldov and Sheishach is going to be Marba everything? Why would it say Kesef and Eichel? So Taisus says we have a klal of pride, a klal here. Leisashik lachicha is a klal. Neshach kesef neshach eichel is a prat. Neshach kaldav eshishach is chazav a kol. Klal leprat u klal liyat adon al keina prat. When you have a klal leprat a klal, so it has to be similar to the prat. What's similar to the prat of kesef and eichel? It's davar metalta legufay mamon. Famous klal leprat a klal, we have it many times. So karka, which is not metalta, is memuyit. And Taisus here also says a pachs mishav a pruta is not gufay mamon, it's also memuyit. We'll discuss that later in the shiur. At the end, Taisa says, Efshir. He says it's possible that it's mutter. It sounds like he wasn't so clear about it. The Rosh here, Paskins, that Ribis of Karka is mutter. So does the Rashbam, which is a bit of a stira to the Rashbam that the Vilna Gaon brings down, which probably comes from the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Yochanan brings a Rashbam that says that there is Ribis by Karka. But the Rashbam we have in Chedushim say that there is no Ribis by Karka. He agrees with Taisus. But it is a machlokes Rishonim, because the Ritva here holds not the way. The Ritva says that we don't have any, the Gemara never darshins this klal l'prada klal l'gabi ribis. So we can't ourselves go and darshin a klal l'prada klal and be mamayit karka from ribis. He brings, he says, his Rebbe held that way. And his psak is there is ribis by karka. Also, some achreinim amadayik the Rambam doesn't mention anything about not being ribis by karka. He says it's ribis by everything. Pashtus, it means including karka. Although Yesh Ladin, because sometimes the Rambam wouldn't say what's not clear in the Gemara. The Rishonim and Ksuvis, Rashi and Taisus there, and the Ritva there, which is the Chayr Stira to the Ritva here, and the Chedushi Aran and the Rif and Ksuvis, they all say that there's no Ribis by Karka. But the Torah brings both Deis, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama does not make any mention of the not being Ribis by Karka, leading the Achreinim, the Shach, to say that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is to be machmir, and the psak is that there is ribis by karka. Now Taisus and the Rishonim, and particularly Rishonim and Ksuvis, bring a raya from the Gemara and Ksuvis that there's no ribis by karka. Because the Gemara and Ksuvis says the shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, which says that in order to be chayav a meitzi shemra, when a husband says that his wife was mezana, brings edim that his wife was mezana, and it turns out the edim will lie, so the husband gets a knas of meya kesef, and he gets Malkus, that's the parish of Meitzi Shema. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only when he hires the Edom. And he says it's a Gzeri Shava. There it says, V'sam lo alilais dvarim, Sima, some. And here it says, L'sas Sima no lev neshech. Just like L'sas Sima no lev neshech, the Sima is with money. So too, V'sam lo alilais dvarim is with money. And then the Gemara asks a Shaila, what's a din if you hire those Edom with Karka or with Pachas Mishava Pruta? Gemara lies with the teku, but l'chayra, the pshat and the shayla is that since you're learning it out from ribis, so do you say that since ribis does not apply to karka and to pachas mishav pruta, so too you're learning it out from ribis, it would not apply to Karka and Pachsa Shavu Pruta, and you would not be considered a Schiris Edom if it's Karka and Pachsa Shavu Pruta. Or do you learn that the main din for Mivis, it have to be that you're using money to hire the Edom, but the exact type of money that you're using, that we don't learn that for Mivis. Now we go Basa Svara, that it makes no difference what type of money you're using, and therefore you'd be chayiv either way. But Al-Kopanim, the Rishayim argue that if by ribis the din is a karak and pachshav pruta, there's also a din of ribis. So what would be the shayla? Why would you even think to say that by meisi shemer there'd be no din by karak and pachshav pruta? And the Ritva here, who, like we said, argues and says that there is a din ribis by karak, he says that the Gemara means fakert. Do you learn it out from ribis and therefore even karak is nechlal? Or do you say it has to be done in the normal way? Normally you don't pay off somebody with karak, so therefore, the pasuk wouldn't include karka. The Rashi also talks about it, but al kopanim, kam rishayim see in this gemara raya that there's no ribis by karka or pachas mishava bruta. Now there are few nidainim in understanding this shita that there's no ribis by karka. The first is, does this apply when the loan is karka, or when the ribis is karka, or both? That's the first. And that's the first shaila which we have to explore. Taisus here asks the kasha. He says, "Is the Gemara in Erech and Aflam and Aleph?" And this Gemara will hopefully come up a few times in the course of learning Perek Ezun Eshech. But the Gemara is in Erech. The Gemara says that the case of Batei Arechayim is actually a case of ribis. It's a case of ribis. The Torah was matter this ribis. The Torah made an exception to the rules of ribis in regard to Batei Arechayim. But if it wouldn't be for the Torah's heter, this would be mamish, a classic ribis deraisa. What's the case about the Arechayma? Someone buys a house in a walled city. The Torah says you have 1 year in which to you could buy back the house. The seller has a year, which if he comes up with the money and wants to repossess the house and pay the original price of the house, he could do so for a year. So the Gemara says, whenever you make such a deal, you sell something, but there's a clause in the sale that whenever the one who sold it would want, the buyer is obligated to give him back the item. Then, on that sign that he does give back the item, comes out the money was a loan. So if the seller sells the house, the Batei Arechayma, and within the course of the year he comes back up with the money and repossesses the house, and pays back the purchase price to the buyer, comes out l'mefreya was a loan. Okay, it's a loan. Where's the ribis? The ribis is that the buyer, who essentially now becomes the lender, the lekeach is now the malva, he got to live in the house for the course of the what turned out to be the loan. So his living in the house is an interest, is a ribis, on the loan. Zok the Gemara in Erechin, yes, it's mamish ribis. The Torah was mattered in this case. If anyone else would want to sell an item and make a tanai that whenever the seller gets the money and wants to return the money to the buyer, he gets the item back, but the buyer uses the item for the meantime, that's a case of ribis. Ribis deraisa. And this will be discussed later on in the parak. Al kopanim, but Taisus kasha is, it's ribis karka. What's the ribis? The ribis is that he's in the house. That's karka. So if we're saying that karka is a muid for ribis, how could the Gemara say that Batei Arechayim is a classic case of ribis? It's karka. There's a raya that karka is not a muid for ribis. So Taisus is different there because the loan was money. The loan was cash. The ribis was karka. But the loan was cash. When the loan is cash and the ribis is karka, that's a case of ribis deraisa. But if the loan is karka, zok Taisus, that could be his mutami deraisa. So Taisus is very clear about the case where you lend money al manas to give karka for ribis, and Taisus says, arayin from the man erichin, that lekuli alma, that's a case of ribis deraisa. What about the other way? What about when you lend karka and you make up to give money for ribis? That's not very clear in Taisus, but the Achreinim, Rabbi Kveger brings it from a Sma. I do not know where the Sma is. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Da'aloch Zmul V'Loiva brings it from the Gedulei Truma, the beginning of Shaim and Vav. that hu adin, when you lend karka, but the payment is ribis of metaltalim money or metaltalim, that also is not mamuyit. That also is asim midiraisa. The only case that's mamuyit is when both the loan and the payment is karka. Taisus is clear when the loan is money and the payment is karka, that's a midiraisa. The achreinim are saying hu adin, when the loan is karka and the payment is money, it's also asim midiraisa. The only case of the miyad is when both the loan and the payment is karka. Now, I don't understand the lumdus that well, I'll be honest, because I can hear that the pasuk is telling you what are we answering taking ribbis? The payment, the ribbis. I can hear such a svar. What a loan is? A loan is anything. A loan is karka, a loan is whatever you want the loan to be. But the ribbis, the payment of ribbis, the avla of taking ribbis, that only applies when you take metaltalim for ribbis. When you take karka for ribbis, you're not over the iser of ribbis. Taisus is clearly not the way. Taisus says when the loan is money and the ribbis is karka, that is an iser ribbis midiraisa. That he brings from the Gemara in Erechin. Now, I could also hear a svara that lending karka is not restricted by the laws of ribbis. The laws of ribbis was talking to people that are lending metaltalim. People who lend karka are not restricted by the laws of ribbis. That the achrenim say is also not true. That was saying Rabbi Kivege from the Sma, the Mishnah Melech from the Gedulei Truma, are saying no. When you lend karka, if you give ribbis of money, that's also nisa deraisa. It's only in the case where both the loan and the ribbis is karka that it's mutter. So I'm not sure I understand what's the pshat in that miyut. It's not a miyut in the loan. It's not a miyut in the ribbis. But when it's both, karka could be considered a loan which comes under the restrictions of ribbis. Karka could be a forbidden ribbis payment. But if both the loan is karka and the payment is karka, then xeris akasiv is no issa ribbis. Good. Now state. The Ran in Ksuvis, the Ran on the Rif in Ksuvis, Daf and Vav, the Mashmois of the Ran is not like Tosis. The Ran seems to have a different teretz to the Kasha from Bat Erechaim that Tosis asks. The Ran saying that the loan is money, and the Ran adds, and the ribbis is also not karka, because schiris of karka is not karka. The ribbis is not that he got a piece of karka. The ribbis was as you allowed to live in the house. Living in a house, that's not karka. Sounds from the Ran, Pashtus. And even when the loan is kesef, if the payment is karka, that's not ribbis. The Ran is mashman at the side of this het of ribbis is, the ribbis itself has to be davar metaltalim. Doesn't matter the loan, but the ribbis has to be davar metaltalim. If the ribbis is karka, even if the loan is kesef, it won't be considered ribbis. And that's why the Ran says the new svara, that by the case of Bat Erechaim, even the ribbis isn't karka, it's living in the karka, which isn't karka. And that's how the Avnei Nezer learns up the Ran. The Avnei Nezer is in Yerideya, Simon Kuf Samach Beis. The Mishnah Lamelech, he also says the Pashtus in the Ran is Mashaway, but he wants to get Matchik a little bit in the Ran and learn the Ran like Taisus, that the Ran doesn't mean that the ribbis isn't karka. The Ran just means that since the loan is kesef, even if the ribbis were to be karka, that would not be mamuy, that would be asami deraisa. So this is the first nidan. The Rishonim that hold of the meat of karka, kipshutai, we learn up taisvis, that it's dafka when both the loan and the ribbis, they're both karka. If either one of them is metaltalim, it's asami deraisa. There might be a pshat, the pasha pshat and the Ran and Ksuvis is that it's all tali on the ribbis. If the ribbis is karka, even if the loan is kesef, it would be memuyit, it would not be considered ribbis deraisa. So this is the first need. Second issue is, it's mutami deraisa, but is it asami derabanan? The Ran and Ksuvis that we mentioned says clearly that it's asami derabanan. And the Beis Yosef brings it down. And this is one of the Mekairis that the Achreinim say that there's an Issa Derabanan L'Kuli Alma. Thing is, the Ran says that the reason why it's Asim in Arabanan, he says, is because it's Ligorim Miribiz Dvarim. It's Ligorim Miribiz Dvarim. Now he's learning up, this is what the Shaar Mishpat in the Sefer Shardei, at the end of the Sefer Shar Mishpana Chayshim Mishpah, there's a Sefer Shardei on Hilchas Ribbis. The Shardei says, clearly the Ran held that Ribbis Dvarim was Durabonan. And the Pshat's like this. The Ran is, and this is how I'm learning, he doesn't say this clear, but the Ran L'chayr is L'shitase, if we're learning like the Parsha Taitsh of the Ran, that the meat of Kargas on the Tashlume Ribbis, that means the Raisa Tashlume Ribbis has to be in order to be Aser Metaltalim. But you see the Rabbanan acid Ribbis Dvar. They acid telling the Malva a good Vart, telling him a bracha, telling him Shalom Aleichem. And Ribbis, even verbal Ribbis is Aser. That's not Metaltalim. So obviously in Rabbanan, everything is Aser, even Ribbis Dvar. Kargas like Gorim Ribbis Dvar, you're giving him something for the loan, it's Zich Aser Midar Rabbanan. Abavilich Tainin, it could be it's the Ran L'shitase. The Ran holds that the meat of Karkas on the Tashlume Ribbis, so he has a Raya, that's Midar Aisa. But Midar Abanan, there is an Issa of Ribbis Dvarim. Obviously, the Tashlume Ribbis doesn't have to be Metaltalim, because we have an Issa of Ribbis Dvarim. But if you go like Taisis, that we're dealing with the Halva, when the Halva is Karkas Beribbis, you have an Araya for Ribbis Dvarim. Ribbis Dvarim, and some Rishonim even hold the Ribbis Dvarim is their Isa. Taiz and Kedushin holds the way in Naftes and Mebez. But the site is Ribbis Dvarim is when you have Alva of Kesef. When you have Alva of Karka, who says there's any Isir of Ribbis? You can't bring a Rai from Ribbis Dvarim. When you have an Emes Alva, so then anything is Ribbis, even Ribbis Dvarim. Maybe even Midar Isa, but certainly Midar Abanan. But when the Alva is Karka, and the Ribbis is Karka, so Mehecha Taisit is an Isir Ribbis here. You don't have a Raya for Ribbis Dvarim. That's from the Alva is Kesef. But Taisus here is also mashman that it's Asim Rabbana, because Taisus says Efshe Deshari Min HaTeira. It doesn't say Efshe Deshari. The last words of Taisus is that Karka Bekarka Efshe Deshari Min HaTeira. Sounds like the whole issue is Midar Aisa, Midar Rabbana, and it's Asir. The Ridvan Ksuvis, which Ka'amra also holds that there's a Mi at the Ribbis, he just says Stam, it's only a Mi at Midar Aisa, Midar Rabbana, and it's Asir, because the Rabbana asked everything. The stam, what he means is that since you find that even Ribbis Derech Mecher is Asa Midar Rabbanan, you find that the Tnoi Ribbis that the Torah made for Ribbis Ksutza, the Rabbanan acid, even when you don't have those Tnoi, even when you don't have the Ksutza, they acid Ribbis Mucheris, even when it's not Derech Halva, they acid Derech Mecher Chomemker also. The Gemara says, Klal de Ribbisa Kol Agar Not the Layasar. The Klal of Ribbis is any time you're giving money, for holding on to somebody's money, it's Asir. So the Dvar held is Mistabra, especially also because the Gemara never says Lahedya that there's no Issa Ribbis by Karka. It's only a Raya from the Gemara and Ksuvus, which is talking about a different topic. It's Mistabra to say that they're abundant Asir, it's just like they Asir everything when you don't have the Tnoi Ribbis of the Torah. They seem to Asir everything, so Mistabra within Karka. And our Paiskim at Nemon, there's no Machlekes at Paiskim in that. All the Rishainim that say there's a Mi at the Ribbis, the Mi the Reisa, Mi the Rabbanan, everyone holds its Asa. But there are Paiskim, the Bach, and the Shardaya that we mentioned, and Kama other Achreinim, Amadayik, the Rosh Lamashal, doesn't say it's Mutter Minatari. He says it's Mutter. The Amadayik, if it says it's Mutter, that means it's Mutter. It means it's Mutter Rabbanan also. So there is a shaila about it, but Ka'amr, the Mechaber and the Ramah don't bring down Bechlal the din that Ribbis Karka is Mutter, not Midar Aisa, not Midar Abanan. And the Shach says because they're going like the Shittas that there is no meat of Ribbis Karka. So La Locha Zicha Asr, but the shaila is according to the Rishonim that say that there's a meat of Ribbis Karka, the Ran in Ksuvis and the Ridvan Ksuvis and Mefurish is an Issa Abanan, and so is Taisus here Mashma. But other Rishainim are mashma, there is no Issa Derabanan, and the Achreinim have a machlokes if they mean Taka, there's no Issa Derabanan, and according to some Rishainim, it's Mutta Gomer, or everyone agrees that there's an Issa Derabanan. Now, the third Nidin, and we go on to Ribbis Karka, is what exactly is the case of Alvaras Karka? And I'm mentioning this also because it is Negei at the Kloliestik Inyan of Ribbis as well. The Rosh brings a case. And the case is brought in other Rishayim, also like Teis and Ksuvis, but the Rosh only brings this case. He says, if I want to lend 10 Gfanim to Unais in exchange for 11, I'm giving you 10 vines full of grapes that you could harvest those grapes, but you have to give me 11 vines full of grapes that I could harvest your 11 vines. Just to make the case more Magushan, the Pshat is, right now I need grapes. So I go and tell you, can I take all the grapes that are on your vine, borrow them, and then when my vine grows grapes, you could take all the grapes on my vine, and I'll give you an extra one. This guy that I'm getting these grapes. Zakhtar Rosh, that's the case of Ribbis Karka, because the grapes are Mechubal Karka. You're borrowing something Mechubal Karka. The Mela, that's the case of Ribbis Karka. Now the Rosh says something else. He says that even though normally, when Karka is Mamuyit, we say like this. We say, Yatsu Karka Sheinim Metaltlum, Yatsu Avadim Shehukshul Karkais, Yatsu Shtarish Afagam Shemetaltlum, En Gufay Mamein. Normally those are the three that are Mamuyit from a Kal V'chaymer, from a Kal V'pradakal, of Davar Metaltel V'gufay Mamein. Karka Avadim and Shtarish. Zakhtar Rosh, Avadim and Shtarish don't apply here, because there is no way to lend Avadim and Shtarish. That's Zakhtar Rosh. Karka you can lend in the case I told you. Esa gefanim tunais b'yir halif. But avadim and shtaris, there's no way to lend it. Fekti b'sheis, if he doesn't understand the rush, why can't you lend avadim? You lend me an evid. I'll take your evid now. I'm not going to return to you this evid. I'll return to you another two avadim later. Well, you give me a shtar worth 100 zuz, and I'll give you back a shtar with 200 zuz. Why wouldn't it be shaykh such a case by avadim and shtaris as well? He doesn't understand the rush. So the achrenim, the taz and the chavis das is mayrich to explain the taz, and also the ikid varim are also in the placey hamada. There's a sefer from the crazy placey printed in the Shulchan Aruch called placey hamada. They explain the rush as follows. If someone gives an evid and he says, give me back the same evid and give a little extra. That's not ribbis at all. That's mutter. That's schiris. There's a difference between ribbis and schiris. Ribbis is on a loan, and schiris is renting something, and you're allowed to charge rent. What's the chilek? If you're getting back the exact same item, and he's using the item, so then he's allowed to charge for it. And the Gemara explains that later. And daf samach tesim and beis. That schiris, since you return it, that exact same item, and therefore you're not chayiv in einsim, and also the item depreciates in value because you're using it, and you're not paying for that depreciation, so you're allowed to charge rent for that. Mashenkin alone, you're not returning the exact same item, so you'll be chayiv in all einsim, and there's no depreciation, you're just returning a similar item, that's a loan. So to take the evid and give back the evid, that's schiris. So Elamai, what would be the case of Ribbis by Avadim? That the idea is you're not returning that Evid. And I'll give you what I think is a shtickle mashal to it. Let's say you have someone who's selling Avadim. And there's a customer that needs an Evid. And he goes to his friend, the other Evid salesman. And he says, could you lend me an Evid that I could give to the customer now? And in the next shipment, I'll give you back two Avadim. So why isn't that Ribbis? Why isn't that a case of Ribbis of Avadim? That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. Chazag and the Achreinim, the Taz, the Chavizdas, the Placey Amada, that, at least according to the Rosh, is Mechira. Even if you call it Alva, not a question of what you call it, it's a question of what it is. What's the difference between Mechira and Alva? Let's say I tell you like this. I want to sell you 2 saw of wheat, and the payment is 3 saw of wheat. That's what I'm doing. I'm selling you 2 saw of wheat, and the payment is 3 saw of wheat. Would that be mutter? That's alva. You're giving him 2 saw of wheat, and later he's going to pay you 3 saw of wheat. That's alva. It doesn't matter what you call it. It matters what it is. So similarly, if let's say I go and I say, I want to lend you 2 saw of wheat, and I want you to pay me back dafka and money. I'm going to lend you 2 saw of wheat, and you have to pay me back money. Zagin d'achreinim, also that won't be ribbis d'raisa. This particular case is not 100% pashut. You could argue that if you called it a halva, that maybe might turn it into halva, even though it seems to be essentially a mechira. But this is what the achreinim are ending on. It's a mechira. You're giving him wheat, you're getting back money, that's a sale, that's not a loan. Doesn't matter what you call it. So what is essentially the difference between a sale and a loan? A sale, You're getting something else. You're exchanging a commodity for money, or money for a commodity, or one type of commodity for a different type of commodity. That's a barter. That's also not alva. That's a barter. If I say I want to exchange chitim for sayurim, but since you're not giving the sayurim right away, you're going to give it later, so therefore I want you to charge extra sayurim. That will be mutter midaraisa. That's ribis derech mecha, which is only nisadar abanan. Because since you're not getting back the same item, that's barter. Barter, chalifin, is mechira. So zogin achreinim by avadim, every evid is a totally different story. Every evid is a different parasha totally. You can't say, I'm giving you one evid and you give me back two avadim. When you exchange an evid with another evid, that's barter, even though they both have the same evid, but every evid is a total different parasha. That's behechich mechira. That's why the Rosh Dafka says a case that I'm giving you 10 gefanim tunais for 11 gefanim tunais. Why didn't he say a case of karka? I'll give you five square feet of karka, which you could take, maybe you could sell, and you have to give me back 6 square feet of karka. Teretz is, karka is behechich mechira. Every piece of real estate is a whole different story. That's not alva, that's a mechira, that's barter. I'm exchanging one karka for a different karka. It's only when we're dealing with gefanim tunais, because grapes are grapes. There's no chiluk between these grapes and those grapes. All grapes are the same. Or not mamish, all grapes are the same, but we're talking about when they're similar grapes. They're shavim b'minam. So that's not a barter. That's a loan. But if it would be actual karka, not gefanim tunais, or if it would be avadim, that would behechich be mechir, that behechich wouldn't be shaykh isadereisa. Could be, the Beis Yosef held, that if you said the shem halva, that would make it isa mechira. I would assume that just calling something a mechira, if you're saying I'm selling you 2 saw of wheat for 3 saw of wheat, I would assume that would be isadereisa. But could be the other way, lending someone something in exchange for something else, even though that something else is a different min, could be the Shem of our would make it asumi deraisa. The Sefer Mekarmayim Chaim on Shulchan Aruch has a sa'ara. He wants to learn up in the Tur that's what the Tur says. The Tur parshas is mashman that way because the Tur says that kesef ba'eichel and eichel ba'kesef is considered ribis deraisa, and that would sound like even when the halva was eichel with kesef. Maybe if you call it a Shem halva, that would make an isa deraisa l'das the Beis Yosef. They Yeshua and Gittin, that flamid is mashma that way. But these achrayim hold, and this had a taiching in the Rosh, not that way. That when the site of the chilek halva and mechira is, when it's exactly the same item, so then you're charging for an agonata, it's not a sale, it's halva, and therefore it's also midaraisa. When it's a different item, and by avadim, it's behechach a different item, because all avadim are inherently different. Karak is mehechach a different item, all karak is inherently different, that would be considered a mechira. Now, Tais and Ksuvis has a different case about karaka. Tais says the following. He says the case is that someone lends a field, that if a nar overflows the field, he'll have to pay him back a field and a half. In other words, Tais is saying, if you can give back the same field, so that's not alva. But Taisus says that the case is that you lend the field, and if the field gets destroyed, you have to pay back a field and a half. So the Chavis Das is very bothered by this Taisus. What type of case is that? You lend him a field, and if the field gets destroyed, you have to pay him a field and a half. He says, he thinks this will be mutiv my metaltalim. If you give someone an item as a pekadin, and you say, I want insurance on this thing, the point is like this. If any einus happens to it, you have to pay me not only the worth of the item, but twice the worth of the item. That's not ribis. You're not paying for halva. Until the item was destroyed, you didn't owe anything. You had to give him back the item. And once the item is destroyed, you're right away mechuyiv the extra price with the knas. So that's not ribis. You're not paying for agonot. You're not paying for a loan. You're paying insurance or over insurance on an item. Where's the ribis there? So the Chavis Das says, a mori dikasvar in Taisus. And the pshat is, you have to pay back a sada and a half no matter what. It's not insurance. You're borrowing a sada and you have to pay back a sada and a half no matter what. But l'chayim imanav shach. If you have to pay back this sada plus a half a sada, so that's schiris. That's renting. You're renting the sada and you're paying back a half a sada. That would be schiris. And if you'd have to pay another sada and a half, that would be mechira, like we explained. You're getting this sada, you're paying back a different sada. Every sada is a different world, a different universe. That's not alva, that's a schiris. But zakta chavis das, if the deal is like this, you have to pay me a sada and a half no matter what. I don't care if you pay me this sada and another half a sada, or in case the sada gets a shot fenar, gets flooded, you pay me another sada, another half a sada. But either way, you have to pay me a sada and a half no matter what. So that Taisus held is called alva, and that would be avada b'shayach by avada moso. It's not a schirus because I'm mechuyev the sada and half either way. A schirus, I'm only mechuyev this thing. I give back this thing. Here, I have full achrayis on a sada and a half no matter what. But it's not a mechira because I could give back this sada. Even if I give back this sada, I owe more. So that's not called a mechira. That's why it'll be called alva. It's like a hybrid. There's a Shita Mekubetzis here that says a similar thing, that says it's talking about a case where you give him 4 square amas of karka in exchange for 5 square amas of karka, and the Shita Mekubetzis says either this karka or a different one. Rabbi Kivega learns up the same in the Shita Mekubetzis, the same way the Chavis Das is learning up in Taisus, that I'm giving you karka, and you have to give me back more karka, but could it be either this karka or another one? As if it would be only another one, it would be mechira. If it would be only this one, it would be skiris. But since I have to give it back either this one or another one, that makes it alva. But that's a bit chiddish. The Rosh Mestama held that that's not called alva. If you give back this karka, then it's skiris. If you give back the other karka, then it's mechira. Either way, it's not alva. But Taisus and Ksuvis and the sheet that the Arabic Vega learns is learning that this hybrid makes it into a halva. The fact that I could return this one means it's not a mechira. The fact that I could return another one, or I'm mechuyev to return another one, if this one's gone, that makes it that it's not a schiris. Memela, it's halva. So let's just chazer over what we just learned. This is the third diyun. Like we said, we had 3 diyunim about ribbis karka. The first diyun is, does it apply to the halva or the ribbis? And we said that in Taisus, the way that Achrayim learn, you need both to be karka in order to have the miyat. We said over Ran and Ksuvas that maybe learns if just the ribbis is karka, you'd have the miyat. We had this discussion, many Rishayim say, Hakaponim, it's asa midarabanan. Some Achrayim learn and other Rishayim that it's mutter midarabanan. And then the third diyan, what exactly is a loan of karka? And the Rosh limits it to a case of Yud Gefanim Tunis Biyat Aleph. And the Achrayim explained the Rosh, because when you're lending the grapes, for more grapes could be alva. Mashengen, if you're lending the actual karka for other karka, or you're lending avadim for other avadim, that's bechal not alva, that's a mechira. Mesh Yosef seems to learn it is alva. If you mention the shame halva, it's alva, even if their payment is in a different commodity. And Taizen Suvis and the Shita learns it a new thing, that if you give back, if you give a karka or an evin, and you make up that you have to give me back a karka and a half, or 2 avadim, but it could be either this one or another one, so then it's not a mechira because it could be this one, it's not a schiris because it could be another one, and if this one's gone, it has to be another one. This is the sugya of ribbis karka. And now I want to speak a little bit about the din of pachas mishava pruta, which Taisus also includes into his klal uprada klal, that since you have a klal uprada klal, you need davar metaltel v'gufay mamin, and mameli memayit pachas mishava pruta. And normally you don't find the meat of pachas mishava pruta when we have this din of davar metaltel v'gufay mamin. You find karkais and avadim etzuk shel karkais and shtaris, you don't find pachas mishava pruta. Shtaltzach abissel v'kasha, by gezel is a din that you're not chayiv on a pachas mishava pruta, and that's done without a miyut. What's the pshat that by ribbis you need a miyut? By gezel you find that there's no chiv on parchas mishav pruta, even without a miyut. So why by ribbis would you need a miyut? So Pein Shua says, about the first shaila that here he's being mamayit parchas mishav pruta more than everything else, Pein Shua says, because we have 2 miyutim. We have 2 pratim. We have kesef, we have eichel. Eichel itself could have told you davar metalto. And be mamayit karkois. The fact that it says kesef tells you also need a din mamon and mimayit parchas mishav pruta. But why would you need a miyad here more than by gezel? Zok to pay Yeshua, because ribis is not such a mamon. He says labem emayin natalia milsa, because the Torah asked it to the leiva also. And Balti seed is an issa to the leiva, and the issa to the leiva is definitely not because he's taking away money. Other Abba, he's giving money. So you see that the issa ribis doesn't have so much to do with mamon. So that's why we'd have a havim, and it's even by pachas mishav pruta. And you need the pasuk to mamayit pachas mishav pruta. Now about the etzim you say that the Pnei Yeshua is saying, that if you Balti find the issa ribis by leiva, Vaisdeis is not related to mammon. Beis Hashem will get to that. That would seem to be a machlekes. And it's totally how you learn up the next Gemara, that the Gemara does not want to learn out ribis from Gezel and Einoah, because ribis is chidishu that filu b'leiva asher achmana. But yet in the end, we do learn out Gezel from ribis and Einoah, and that would imply that ribis is a mammon istikadit. And this is a chakira that we'll get to, is ribis be a sayin, a mammonistic issa gzela, or is ribis not completely tied to mammon, and how to understand it. But does like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is saying clearly that the issa of ribis is not associated completely with mammon, because you find the leiva is also aser, and therefore we'd have a havin who would apply less than the shava pruta, even though by gezel you don't have such a thing. You could be medayik that the rishonim exuvis, including taisis there, when they say the miyut of karka because of the klal or prada klal, they don't say that parksha prut is usam miyut. They're mashma like this. The Gemara there was muchrich, the way they learned the Gemara, that karka and parksha prut does not apply to ribis. And they say that karka is because of the klal or prada klal, and parksha prut also doesn't apply to ribis. It sounds like misvara. In other words, those who shayin them hold, that parchas mishav pruta is takam amuyit from ribis misvara, not from the klal or prada klal, just like gezel is amuyit. And if we're going to nema on the Pnei Yeshua's pshat and taisis, that the reason why taisis needed an extra miyit for parchas mishav pruta is because taisis holds that ribis is not associated with mammon, because you see by the leiv it's also aser. So we could say that those rishayim argue and say that parchas mishav pruta doesn't need a miyit, because they hold that ribis is a mamonistic iser. It is a gzeilaza, like the Gemara is mashmei lunat gezel for ribis and eino. Fa'idin dabe b'zeh b'dak Gemara. Davnei Nezer, he wants to say a different pshat. He wants to say that if it would only be the regular din of parchas mishav pruta, that's by gezel, so less than a parchas mishav pruta by gezel, there is an iser deraisa. Maybe you don't get a lav, it's missing the shear. But there is an issa de reisa, chatsi she'asim and ateya, there is an issa de reisa to steal bachs mishav pruta. Now that we have this miyut, that would mean that it's actually mutim and ateya. There's no issa de reisa to steal the bachs mishav pruta klal. Kumdais lefila avnenezes mahalach, ribis is b'yisoyed, not shayne from gezel. They both have a svara that there's no chiv on bachs mishav pruta. But that they need the klal or prada klal is to say that there's no issa deraisa al schatzi she'asim in atayr. Now the emes is a shmuz about it. Is there an issa deraisa, even the fi the rishayim that say that a parksa shavaprut is mamuyit from ribis, is there an issa deraisa al schatzi she'asim in atayr? The ran in ksuvis, and that involved, the ran that we mentioned before, is mash maklar, it's only an issa derabonin. He says that Parksha Pruta and Karka, both of them, there's an Issa Derabanan, like we said before, like Gorim the Ribbis Dvar. He's Mashman, that Parksha Pruta is Taka only Asa Midarabanan. The Tur is also Mashman that way, because the Tur brings down the Shita that Parksha Pruta is no Issa Ribbis, and then he brings down the Ramah, which holds that Parksha Pruta, there is an Issa Deraisa of Ribbis. It's just not Yetzib B'dayonim. Chayim learn up the Ramah, the Prisha learns up the Ramah, others, that it's al schatzi she'asim in atayra, but smash with the first day it holds that there's no issa deraisa b'chlal. The Mishnah Lamelech, in Perek Vav, Vilchus Ma'al V'leva, he says, again, the Tur and the Ran are pretty clear, but he says that Taisus and the Rosh never say that there's no issa deraisa by Parksha Pruta. They say there's a miyut, but they don't say there's no issa deraisa. Maybe they tackle all the schatzi she'asim in atayra. And now it's seem like the Pnei Yeshua. Now, lulei v'miyit, I would say even chayiv on parchas and shavu bruta. And maybe like to pay Yeshua saying, because it's not a mamonistic din. You see, even the levi asks. The miyit is just telling you that there's no chayiv on parchas and shavu bruta. But that would go into the regular din shiurim, which you'd have the din of chatzis she'asim min ha'teira. But ka'omer, they're on in the Torah mafurish, that there's no din of chatzis she'asim min ha'teira. What's the pshat in that? So the place he says, because chatzis she'asim min ha'teira is the yisoid of chazil etzterufei, because it could be mitzdarif. So by gezel, if you steal a chatzis pruta, and then you come the next day and steal another chatzis pruta, so the two chatzis prutas are mitzdarif. Now you stole a pruta. Now you chayiv al tzgzeila. But by ribis, if you lend on this halva, it was pachs mishav pruta, that's not going to be mitzdarif with another halva. Each halva doesn't have ribis. And it can't be mitzdarif the ribis of one halva with the ribis of another halva. Now I understand the place he's svara with this avnei nezer. In other words, going with Avnei Nezer's Mahalach, that even without a Pasuk, even without the Klal or Prada Klal, there would be a Shir of Pruta, like by Gezel, because it is a Mammon and a Stick of Din. Now, you won't be Chayiv unless there's a Pruta. But the Pshat is that less than a Pruta has a Shem Ribbis. It is a Shem Ribbis, it's just missing a Shir. You didn't take enough Mammon to be Chayiv, I'll take again this Mammon. So if you make another Alva, and then you have another Chatzi Pruta, so they would be Mitzdarif, and it wouldn't be called Chazil Tzirufei. But now that you have a klal or prana klal, that tells you that there's bechlal no din ribis. It doesn't have a teiris ribis bechlal. A gzeila pachas mishav pruta has a teiris gzeila. It's nishkenuga shir to be chayiv. You steal another half of pruta, you'll end up with a shir, it's chazal struve. Without the klal or prana klal, it would be called ribis. Now, it wouldn't be enough to be chayiv. You go make another avo with a lesson of shav pruta, it'll be chazal struve. The klal of prada klal says that there's no shame ribis on it. Shame ribis needs davar metalta of a gufe mammon. Pashar pruta is not a gufe mammon. Once there's no shame ribis, it's not chazal shuvi b'chlal. Each hava doesn't have ribis. That's why it's mutter min ha'teira. So b'kitzu, if two mahalchim in Taisus, why he needs a pasuk to yamayit pachas mishav pruta, why isn't like the regular dine mammon, it's like gezel, which doesn't need a pasuk? Now Yeshua says, because ribis is not necessarily totally a mammon, you see, even the leiv is aser. But that's not so pashit. Some Rishayim hold that ribis is totally in mammon. And that could be the pshat and the Rishayim that don't use the klal or prada klal to yamayit the pachas mishav pruta. And now the Nezer's mahalach is that he needs it to tell you there's no din of chatzis shir. And that's anyway mavur in the Ran, in Ksuvis, and the Tur, that there's no din of chatzis shir asim in the Torah by ribis less than the shav pruta. Despite the fact that there is such a din by Gzela, and the Svaras Adavar is, like the place he says, the Baal is a limba that is Bechlal not Ribbis, it can't be Mitzdarif with another Alva, because each Alva doesn't have Ribbis, and we have no din of Chatzis She'asim in HaTeir. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Amir Rav Alamali, the Kasav Rachman, Alam, the Ribbis, Lam, the Gezel, Lam, Vaino. We have three Lavin not to take someone else's money, Alav not to take Ribbis, Alav not to take Aino, to fool someone and overcharge for a chayfetz and take more money than what the chayfetz is worth, and lav v'gezel, not to steal. What do we need all three for? So Tais Rush points out that l'chay it's pashit that you can't learn out the lav of ribis from the lav of gezel and einam, because ribis, without the Torah's issa, you b'chol didn't do anything wrong. It would be a perfectly ordinary, appropriate transaction without the Torah's issa. Which is a little bit what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Lelich neRachman alav v'ribis v'teisim mehanach." And the Gemara says, "Mal lahanach shekain shaloi midas." These ones are not. He didn't know about it. Either gezel, the guy took it bal karcha, and they know he was tricked. Taimim b'ribis to midaite, but by ribis it was midas. He can't learn out ribis from gezel and know. But the Teis Rosh is pointing out, I think, it's more than just a pircha on a tzad hashava, a pircha on a limud. It's be'etzim. There's absolutely no way anyone could say that ribis is us just because gezel and einah. Why shouldn't you be able to charge for lending someone money if not for the Torah's issur? Is there nechanami zok the Torah's rush? They could the Gemara wanted the other ones. Al kapanim, the Gemara goes on and discusses the different chumras that each one has. Ribis is a chiddush afilu b'loiva asur achmana. Gezel is a has a chumrah because it's Baal Karche. Well, the other two ribbis in an Avinishvi, he did agree. I know it was a chiddush that he didn't even know that he's being cheated, as opposed to ribbis where he knew, and even gezel, at least he knows it's being stolen. And then the Gemara says you can't learn out from the tzana shava, because you can't learn out from gezel and einor, like we said, because it was not bidas. He didn't agree to it. By gezel he was forced, by einor he was fooled, by ribbis he agreed. And you can't learn out from gezel and ribbis, because I know as derech mekech umemko, you would say, me'echet tesi after you makbid on the proper price, that's my price. Sometimes people pay higher prices than they're supposed to. And the Gemara says that, but you could learn out gezel for ribbis and I know, because even though ribbis has the chiddush that even the loiv asher, I know it could be mechiech, I know it has a chiddush of leyada umachil, Ribbis can mechiach, and the male of the tzana shava could ask a gezel, and the Gemara says, "Ein echinami be'etzim." You could learn from gezel from there. You just need the pasuk by gezel to kai v'shchay sachev v'lavo v'shnei lavet. Adkan the sugya. So there's a very sadistic shaila in Gans Ribbis that's negay from the sugya, that comes a little bit from the sugya. A lot of it comes from the sugya. Is the iser ribbis an iser ben olam mechaverei? It's an issue because you're taking Yenna's money, Shalikadin. So you're ba'avling Yenna by taking away his money when you have no right to that money. He agreed? We'll speak about that. But that's the aside of the Yisr Ribbis. Well, no. He agreed. So there is no Ben-Adol Mechaveri in Ribbis. You're not taking away his money, Shalikadin, because he agreed. Ribbis is a Ben-Adol Mamakai. Ribbis is a Yisr L'Shamayim. The Torah doesn't want people to take ribbis. Not because you're taking Yenna's money, Shalikadim, because you're ba'avling Yenna. Stop. The Torah doesn't want you to take ribbis. The same is the Kachakira and the Issa of ribbis. And the Nafkamina to this Kachakira is, at least one of the Nafkaminas, is does Mechila help by ribbis? Does Mechila help by ribbis? And that's what the Rishonim discuss. They discuss this on Asugya. If he's Meichel, does that work by ribbis? And really, the shaila is two shailas. There's a shaila in the etzem isser of taking the ribbis. Is that a isser benonim lechaveray that you're gazling from him? Or is that an isser benonim lemakayim? And there's another shaila in the chiv to give back the ribbis. We have later in the blot, the end of the blot, that machoikis if ribbis ksuts is yetzer b'dayonim, and even if you hold ribbis ksuts is any yetzer b'dayonim, but you have a chiv otzis yedei shemayim, is that chiyuv also a chiyuv mammon? You owe money? And memela vadif it's us because you owe money, so mechila would help? Or is the chiyuv to give it back also a chiyuv b'nal lamakayim, stam a mitzvah to give the money, not because you owe him the money, but stam a mitzvah to give him the money? And then possibly mechila wouldn't help. Because you could be mechalik. You could say that the ikka iser is one thing, and the chiyuv to return it could be a different thing. So before we go into the machlokes rishonim, if mechila helps by ribbis, I want to first read ice the Ritva right off in art, when the Gemara says that you can't learn out gezel and einor from ribbis because ribbis is a chiddush that filu loiva asher achmana. The Ritva writes like this: Pirish v'zeh hayolano l'rayish she'ein isuzel l'malve machmashu mechasri maman. The reason why you can't learn at gezel and einor from ribbis is because ribbis is a chiddush that it even asks us to the loiva, taich the ritva, so it's a raya. It's not because you're taking away Yenna's money, because why is that asked to the loiva? Maybe you can't take Yenna's money, but Yenna's allowed to give money. Elamai, it's a xerius a kosev, so mainly you can't learn at gezel and einor that you're not allowed to take Yenna's money. Ribbis has nothing to do with taking away Yenna's money, because you see it's us even to the loiva. So the Chayyim you see from the Ritva, that he's learning up, that Ribbis is not a din, a mammon is dikka iser. Le'inachisa, and this is pointed out by the Tumim in the Kitzatak V'kayin, Ais Kochav Zayin, and Kama other Achreinim, the Gemara L'maisa says that you learn out Gezel from Ribbis and Einah. And the Gemara says, Aloshin, Tzana Shavashibhen, Shekein Gezloi. So l'chayi, you see mefurish in the Gemara that ribis is a vart that you be mechasi and his mamon, because otherwise, how could you make a tzana shava and learn out gezel from ribis and anoa if ribis has nothing to do with it? So in the Ritva lane, you could say that maybe if there wouldn't be an issa of gezel and anoa, you would say that ribis has nothing to do with be mechasi and a mamon. But once you have another issa called anoa, so then you would say that ribis also is mestabrit starts being mechasi and a mamon. Aye, why would the loiva be aser? Maybe there's two dinim. The Issa Leiva is not Alts Mechasa Mammon. The Issa Malva is Alts Mechasa Mammon. Or there's another Svara. There's actually a big Machlokes HaPoskim. It's actually two Terutzim and Taisis and Daf Ayin. If there is an Issa Leiva when you don't have an Issa Malva, Lamashal, Taisis and Daf Ayin was discussing if the Malva is a Katan, where the Gemara had it sad to say if the Malva is a Katan, that Pachapas can lend out the money Beribis. So Taisis wanted to know, but what happened to the Issa of the Leiva? The Taiz one Taiz was who then, and the Gemara could have said that because the Gemara didn't come out that it's mutter anyway. But Taiz has another Taiz, whenever there's no Issa for the Malva, there's no Issa for the Leiva. Who then the Paiskim, in the beginning of Hilchas Rivis and Simon Kufnan and Tess, they discuss, so is it sad that you're allowed to lend a mummer beribis? Someone who's a mummer, he's not a chichal, he's ashach la chichal, you're allowed to lend a mummer beribis. But you're definitely not allowed to borrow from a mummer beribis. You're not allowed to borrow from a mummer ribis because it's an Issa Lifna either. He's not allowed to lend it to you. He can't say he's a mummer, mamela, he's allowed to lend. He's not allowed to be a mummer altogether. He can't lend. You're allowed to lend a mummer ribis, but a mummer can't lend. He's a vada gets an Issa ribis for lending a Yisrael beribis. So mamela, he can't borrow beribis from a mummer because you're being Issa Lifna either. So the Paiskim ask, so why wouldn't there be an issa to lend the mummer beribis? Because she should be evil if neither on him doing the issa of leiva, because he's lending from Yisrael, he's borrowing from Yisrael. So the answer Kama Pesim give is vaita. If the malva doesn't have an issa because he's doing it to a mummer and you're allowed to do it to a mummer, so if the malva doesn't have an issa, the leiva also doesn't have an issa. So the leiva's issa is keina if neiva dikadin. The leiva is not allowed to help the malva do this issa. So mainly you can learn it is a gzela. The malva is doing this gzela, and the leiva is not going to help him out. A mummer, you're allowed to gazel in this eifin. You're allowed to take ribbis from a mummer. It's not called gzela when you do it with a mummer. So mainly the mummer also doesn't have the issa leiva. So this is what I would say, that maybe the Ritva is only a havamina. The Gemara is mefurish in the maskana that the lava ribbis is a gzela dikadin. It is a benel mechaver. It is because you're taking his money. And why is it also to the leiva? Good, we can give it teretz. Maybe the leiva is this is a different issa. Maybe the leiva is lifnei evadikadin. But lamaskana that we have the other isurim will say that ribis is a mechasa mamon. But in the Ramban on Daf Samach Beis, it's mefurish not that way. The Ramban's going lamaskana, and the Ramban writes, "Shal nesinus ribis ekbid the tayr alpha bishehirzer." There's an issa of nesinus ribis, even if he's going to return it. Umal v'chayev k'moshe chayev loiva. The lavi shemamenu d'chayev rachmana. El b'nei a ma'isa iser. Ben hechzer ben lehechzer. Just like you see a loiva is chayev, a malva also has nothing to do with mamen. It's a ma'isa iser. Mash m'klai from the Ramban, and even the maskana, it's not an issa b'ral m'chaveray, it's an issa b'ral m'makayim. You have to know what he does with the problem of Shekhen Geisle of the Tzana Shava. We'll speak about that at the end. Upon him, I'm just pointing out, the Ritva learns that that's the Pshat in the Gemara Shekhen Chidishu, that even Beloiva Asra, it's not Stam that because the Isser is Kail more, so Mele it's a Chumra. Shekhen Chidishu, Afila Beloiva Asra is the Pshat that you see from here that it's not a Mamanistik Isser. And the Ramban is saying that even Lamaskana, it's not a moment of sticky issur, it's not an issur al mechaveri. Now, about the shayla, if mechila works by ribis. So, the Rishayna bring a raya, the Rosh and the Ritva bring a raya from our sugya. When they bring Rishayna, they bring a raya from our sugya. And the Gemara says, v'ikas rachman alav b'inah, mishin l'yada d'machel, that if it says alav b'inah, we wouldn't learn out ribis and gazla from it, because I know he doesn't know to be meichel. Mashenk and ribis, he's meichel. Beist eis, that even when he's meichel, it's aser. So you see, mechila doesn't work for ribis. So the Rosh says it's not a raya, because the Gemara means is if it wouldn't be for an Isser of Ribbis, we would say that Ribbis is Mutter, because we would say that he's Meichel. Kamash Mondem in Astam, we don't say that he's Meichel. But maybe if he's actually Meichel, maybe that would work. But here's what the Rishayim say about it. The Rambam, and it's a Perek Dal Alochi Yagimel, he brings down the Ga'inim. He says, how you mix his Ga'inim? Shaloi v'shamachal l'malva b'ribish l'akach m'menu, oi sha'asid likach. The Ga'inim made a psak. If a loiv is meichel to the malva ribis, either ribis that the malva already took, or ribis that the malva will take, ain't a mail klum. That doesn't work. Why? Shekol ribis sheba'ayla mechilahi. Every ribis in the world is mechila. He always agrees. Avla teira le machla. The teira wasn't meichel, the asher mechila zu. And asa this mechila. Lefichach ena mechilam elis beribis, afila beribis of the ram. The Ga'inim are saying two things. They're talking about ribis that he took already, and also ribis that he's intending to take. And he's saying mechila doesn't work, because every time there's mechila, but the Torah wasn't meichel, the Torah asked this mechila, and memela mechila doesn't work by ribis. Zok the Rambam, yira li she'ena razu nechayna. To me, it seems this psak is not correct. If you tell the malve to return it, and the leva knows that it's aser, he's allowed to take it back, and he still wants to be meichel. So the Rambam is saying it depends. If the leva doesn't realize that there's anything wrong with ribis, and he doesn't realize that he's entitled to the ribis, even though he gave it me daitai, that doesn't help. But if a loiva understands that it's aser, and he understands that he's perfectly entitled to take it back, and he still wants to be meichel, so he could be meichel, just like by gezel it works. Ribis is not worse than gezel that you could be meichel. L'chayr, what's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam learns that the reason why midaiti doesn't work by ribis, the reason why I could call ribis a gezel, even though the loiva agreed to it willingly, like the Ritva says, it's considered like a mechila ba'inis. He doesn't really want to give the ribis. He just has to do it to get the loan. Reb Shimon and Shari Yesher, at the end of Sharhei, is mazbul differently. He says it's like a mechila ba'tais. He doesn't understand that there's an avla of ribis. The Torah considers ribis gezel. The Leiva doesn't understand that. That's why he's giving it. The Leiva thinks he owes the ribis. So it's like a mechila ba'inis or a mechila ba'tais. And that's the reason why there's an Issa Ribbis, even though the Leiva agrees to it. But when the Leiva understands that it's Asr, he realizes it's Asr. He realizes he has every right to take it back, and he's still Meichel. That's Mechila. Now, there's a Shikl Shaila. Does the Rambam mean it's even Mutter in that case to give the Ribbis L'chatchila? A lot of Rishayim understood the Rambam that way. The Ravid understood the Rambam that way. The Smag understood the Rambam that way. The Arzuru understood the Rambam that way. They'll argue on the Rambam. But they understood that the Rambam is mattering Mechila in the case that he gives. It would have to be that the Leiva borrowed Beribis and then afterwards realized that he doesn't have to pay the Ribis, that it's also to pay Ribis. But he wants to give it anyway. So the Rambam will be mattered that also. It's only when he feels the Malv is entitled to it, then it's Asr. Now, Shaykh, when he understands that the Malvah is Be'etzim, not entitled to it, he wants to give him a present, then it's Mutter. But the Ritva and the Magid Mishnah, they say no. About the giving the Ribbis L'chatchila is Asr either way, according to the Rambam. The Rambam just says, the Rambam is only talking about returning the Ribbis. Returning the Ribbis, there, if you want to be Meichel, if someone owes you money, you can be Meichel. I call Ribbis Mechili. Call Ribbis, he thinks he's Mechliyev to pay. Or he feels he's forced to pay. But he's not Meichel. But let's say he understands that now he's entitled to the money and the Malva now wants to do shuv, he wants to give back. Or Bezin's going to force him if he'll do the Yonim. And the Leiva says, no, I understand I can take it back. I understand him to have it. Let him keep it. So, it's his money. He could be Meichel. And what's Pshan in the Ga'inim? So Zog the Ritva. Then he explains, he says, Das Meiri Kedas HaGayinim, and he says, what's the time? He says, because the din of Chazaris Ribis is not because it's his money. Even if Yod Ribis Ksutzi Yetzi B'day on him, but like the Gemara says, on this blot, it's Yachin Rasha V'Yil B'Shadik, It's only a mitzvah he has, but his children don't have a mitzvah to give back the ribbis. In other words, it's really his money. He just has a mitzvah to say to give it back. By Gezel Neinah, the sons will have to give it back. If he's a Nech HaChrayis, Nechasim, Shibud, Nechasim, they have to give it back, but ribbis not, because it's really his. So what is the din to give back the money? Zakta Ritva Lashin L'Hagzir Isser Shabala. It's to return the Isser which he swallowed, to give up the Isser that he got his ill-gotten gains. So L'Chayr Pasha Taich, the Machlekes Ramam and Ga'inim is this Shaila. The Ga'inim Al-Kapanim by the Chazaris Ribbis, that's Mefurishim the Ritva. It's not a Mammonistic Adin. It's L'Hagzir Isser Shabala. And it sounds from the Ga'inim, it sounds from the Lashin the Ramam brings, and the Ga'inim were putting the two together. The ribbis that he did take already and the ribbis that he intends to take is one din. On both of them, they're saying this lashon, kol ribbis mechilahi, v'atayr lei machra v'asra mechilazu, is the pshat that has nothing to do with what the leiva wants. It's not a din of an alma chaveri. It's a din of an alma makay. The Torah does not allow you to take this money, period. So we don't care what the leiva wants. And the same thing with returning it. The aside of returning it is, get rid of it, period. We don't care if the Leva wants it or not. Mashang in the Rambam holds, like what the Achreinim and Medayik, the Urim V'tumim that we mentioned, the Kitzatak V'kayin Kuchav Zayin, the Shimon, a lot of Achreinim, that Ribbis is a Gezel de Gedin, it's Benel Mechaveri. So if the Pshat is that he's doing it Ba'inis, like the Ritva says, the Mechila Ba'inis, he doesn't want to be Meichel, but it's the only way he can get the loan. So that's not a mechila, it's still a gzela. Or maybe it's like a mechila b'tais. He doesn't realize that Yenna doesn't deserve the money. He thinks he does deserve the money. That's not a mechila, it's a mechila b'tais. But therefore, if he's yedeya shadavar aser, v'shiyesh le'litul mimenu, he knows that it's aser, he knows that he could, but he still wants to be meichel, that's not a mechila b'tais, that's not a mechila b'ainis, that works. According to the Magen Mishnah of Ritva, it only works for chazaris ribbis. Could be forgiving ribbis. It's always being considered like a mechila b'aynis or mechila b'tais. Al kapanim, the sight of the Rambam is that it's like a mitzvah ben al mechadei, right? It's a gezel azah, like the Gemara says, shekein gezloi. So melon gezel mechila helps. The normal mechila doesn't help because the mechila b'aynis, mechila b'tais, he doesn't want to be meichel. He doesn't realize he could be meichel. He could be makbid, I mean. He thinks he has to be meichel. But when he realizes that it's an iser, and he really, the malv is not entitled to the money, and he wants to be meichel, so why not? But the Rosh says as a, the Rosh says v'yir li, shemechila me'elas lepoitri me'ashavas ribis kamay ha'gezel. Mechila works to pata from ashavas ribis just like rishim gezel. Then he wants to argue on the ga'inim. The chiv to return the ribis is avada manish to chayiv mammon, even though it's not really his money. Because like we said, l'didei azar achmana, l'breile azar achmana, only he has to return it. His children don't have to return it. But still, the Torah made it into a chayiv mammon. It's a mammonistic mitzvah. He can be meichel. But he says, avo b'shas l'kichas ribis, if he says any nice and lachem matana, that's aser. You could be meichel the ribis after you get it, but you can't be meichel the ribis beforehand. But the Rosh explains why not. Dr. Rosh, Shistam ribbis shenaisum asseichem vaivde adama, shetzrichem tada lulvis, naisum atana gemura belev shalem, kdeshim tsu tama lulvis. Because ordinary ribbis, that merchants, or people that were, or farmers, borrow money, they give it b'matana gemura, kdeshim tsu tama lulvis. I think the pshat in the Rosh is like this. He's coming lafuke the svara of mechila ba'inis. He's coming lafuke the ritva svara that the aside why mechila doesn't work by ribbis in the giving of the ribbis is mechila ba'inis. Because if the pshat was that the guy needs the money for an emergency, he needs the money for a surgery, he needs the money for a wedding, and it's really not right to go squeeze him and to gouge from him and take ribbis and be noishik from him. So then you could say that that's not considered a mechila, even if he's giving it midaita, he's only forced. But let's say this guy, Taka, he doesn't have to give the ribbis, the malvadas tshuva. He tells him, Chas v'shalom, I don't want to take the money now. I found out that there's an issa ribbis. And the levis says, nah, come on. I didn't really care. I could afford it. I want to help you out. I want you to take the money. They would be shayach to say that it's that mechila would help. But Zok Rosh, the Metzius is not that way. Stam, a person that borrows money, a seicher, an oivet adama, you have a case like oivet adama, the pshat is he has to buy equipment for his farm. He'd love to borrow beribis. When there's an iser ribis, that hurts the economy, Tainat Rosh. A seicher, he has to make inventory for his store. He wants to borrow beribis. It's worth it for him. It's a business deal. It's completely worth it. You're hurting him economically by making iser ribis. And still the Torah asked it. Vice dice that has nothing to do with being mechaser him mamon fakert. You're helping him by lending him money beribis. You're not mechayiv to stam lend him. You need the money for your own investments. Now, if he'll give you a ribis, then maybe you'll lend him. And if you don't have a head there for ribis, so he's just not going to have the money. Dachsuk, this is what the Rosh is saying. The chayiv chazaris ribis, that's a chayiv mamon. That's a shibin mamon. I have a chayiv to give you money. That's called a chayiv mamon. Every chayiv mamon is nitin l'mechila, period. But that's the chayiv chazaris ribis. But the etzim taking ribis, Zok D'Rosh, you can't tell me that it's a din of an el mechaveroi. And the only problem is that the mechila is a mechila ba'ainis or mechila ba'tais. So if his taka means to be meichel b'leiv, shalom would work. Like I think that's how the Rosh learned up the Rambam. In the giving ribis, he wants to give the ribis. He very much wants to. It's worth it for him. He's making more money on the money than the ribis he's paying. If you're going to ask him ribis, it's worse for him. And still the Torah asks, in dem state, lenech, the pshat and the rush, like the Ramban, that the issa nesinis ribis, the issa lekichas ribis, is not an issa b'el mechaveri. It's an issa b'el lemakim, and mel it's not shayach mechila. So l'sikum, here's that sasa sugi the way I see it. The ga'ainim I want to learn up hold it's that the whole din of ribis is menam l'makayim. Say the giving of the ribis is menam l'makayim. Say the giving back the ribis that the malvash do is menam l'makayim, like the Ritva says, l'hag zirisa shabala. Kol ribis mechilahu. It's not shayach to say mechila works for ribis. Every ribis is mechila. Hatayra le'machla, hatayra osher mechila zun. And you see the Rambanadav song basis mefurish is not a moministic adin. That's how the Ga'inim learned. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds it's a moministic adin. It's ming mechasa mamon, it's geizlai. Like the Acharina mamadayik from the Gemara, you learn out gezel from ribis and enoch because it's sada shavin shikain geizlai. So how come? How's it shayach gzeil if he himself is masking? Because it's only Mechila Ba'inis or Mechila Ba'tais. He doesn't understand that there's an Avla Ribis. He doesn't understand that Be'etzim the Malva is not entitled to the money. He thinks the Malva is entitled to the money. Or he thinks the Malva is not entitled to money, but he thinks he has no choice. But give him the choice and explain to him that it's also and he's not entitled and he's Meichel anyway, then it's Mutter. Then it's fine. The Ritva and the Magen Mishnah say that's only after he took the Ribis and other Rishayim seem to him the Ram even before he took the Ribis. I think the Yisayin in the Rambam is the same Yisayin that it's a ben adam lechaveri dekadin exela dekadin. That's why both the given and emes and mechila would work. Zok D'Rosh, I'm being mechalik. The din to give back the ribis, that's the chayiv mamon. That's like hagzer isser shabola. Every time you mechayiv to give someone money, the pshat is you have a chayiv mamon to him. If you want to give a meichel, kaderek shemeichel legazel. But the issue to take the ribis in the first place, you can't tell me you're gazling from him. And the pshat is that he's not being meichel b'leiv sholim. Every ribis, he is meichel b'leiv sholim. You're hurting him by making an issue ribis. But that's the way it is. That's what the Torah wanted. It's worth even financially to have the loan be ribis. Because otherwise you won't have the loan at all, and that's worse. But it doesn't matter. That's what the Torah wanted, and the male is not shayach mechila in the issa of taking ribis. And Achreinim's kasha, then how can you learn out if vinish vi ribis is not a benol mechaveri, it's benol lemakayim? How could you learn out gezel from ribis and einah? Vilug zogin that maybe that's the way it's sada shava works. Vinish vi, even if it's not an issa benol mechaveri, but you see by ribis the yisayin The Torah didn't want you to have Yenna's mamon. And male is alive to take it. Even though Yenna has no problem with it, but the Torah has a problem with it. The Torah didn't want you to take Yenna's mamon. The male is alive. Nothing to do with Al Mechaveira. He'd rather you take the money, but still, the Torah didn't want. The Torah le machla. So there's alive for taking Yenna's mamon. And by now also, the Torah doesn't want you to take the mamon in this way. Taka, because he's, you fooled him, you tricked him, he's like, I'll do a machel. But that's another oifen, how the Torah didn't let you take the money. So you learn that from Gezel. Gezel, it's even more pashit that the Torah doesn't want you to take the money in that oifen. It's his money, you're grabbing it away from him. It's a muskel pashit that the Torah wants the money by him and not by you if he doesn't want it. And the shaila is, how do you get a lav? So here, if you see by Rivis, one oifen the Torah didn't want you to have Yenna's money. You see by now, a different oifen the Torah doesn't want you to have Yenna's money. And that can make it sound a shavu for an Issa Gezel, even though the Issa Rivis is an Al Namakim, not a Al Mechaveri. As I menach, that's such a shveri kasha that the Chayinim are asking. Al Kapanim, I think the Ramban and Samach Beis is mefurish, that the Issa is not a Mamanistic Issa. By me, it's Boru Pashit, even though some hold not that way. The Ar Chayinim that say not that way in the Rush. But by me, it's Mamish Boru Pashit, but the Rush is telling us, by saying that all rivers, the stam seichrei, avdei avdam and seichrim, should tzrichim tada luvas, nais aysim atana gemura b'leiv shalem, I think it's just bringing a raya that the sight of the Issa rivers is not that you're doing an avlam amayni to your friend, other rabbi, you're helping him. So also he means that it's not a gzeil digadin, it's not a bel mechavei digadin, and that's why he says mechila doesn't help. But in the Rambam, it's mashma klar, that the site is because of the Avil of Gzela and Memela, it's like the Ritva's Lashon, it's a Mechila Ba'inis. Like Rav Shimon Shkab says, a Mechila Ba'tais. So if you have Taka Mechila, which is not Ba'inis, which is B'leiv Shalim, the Rambam holds that it would work.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.